Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I was chatting with Jason, our engineer, about this Coast brand soap. And it is, the perfume is so powerful that it chased me out of the bathroom, where just a lingering smell of using the soap once chased me out, and I had to put it outside. And I was going to put it in the barn yesterday, as I mentioned, it's a mouse repellent as far as I'm concerned. And I couldn't do it yesterday because I needed to spend some time in the barn. I couldn't stand being in the barn with the soap. It's that powerful of a scent. Gwyneth, have you ever experienced a soap that has a really, really powerful, I would say, overdose of fragrance?
No, I haven't. But
okay.
Maybe my sense of smell isn't quite as keen as a lot of other people's, because I grew up in Rotorua, which is a geothermal field. One thing about geothermal fields, if anyone's ever been to one, they stink. They just stink all the time of sulfur. So, in other words, rotten egg gas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Given that I grew up in one, you know, maybe my sense of smell isn't as keen as it once was when I was a tiny, tiny child, because I can never really remember. I'm sure that if I went back to Rotorua, I would notice the smell. But other people would come and visit me and say, gee, this place stinks. And I wouldn't notice it. So
yeah,
that's the funny thing.
We have those scents here as well. And New Jersey has some in the refineries. Areas, you know, where they're refining petrochemicals, and then at the border between Kentucky and West Virginia, there's a Marathon refinery. It smells the same way. And typically, they don't put those refineries where there's a lot of people, because if you look, you'll see plenty of chimneys, plenty of smokestacks, plenty of distillation towers. You see plenty of them. And you see flames coming out of the tops of chimneys, which is hydrocarbons that, heck, why capture them and why use them? Because, well, they burn really well. They burn so well, they can just light the stack and then stays lit forever. So, you know, why capture that and use that, right? So just burn it. We do some pretty dumb things across the world. Greedy people just think about how to do it the most expedient and most cost, or the least cost way. That's what we do. Gwyneth, you're going to talk about two things today.
I always wondered that, Vincent, why they didn't catch that gas. And the really, right, really stupid thing is that through this energy crisis, I've heard people say the dumbest thing. I've heard people say, what we need to do is we need to just build the nuclear power station. I want to get their heads and I want to just knock them to get some sense into them. And the other one is, never mind that the lead time on a nuclear power station is about 10 years. So from the day when whoever decides they're going to build one to when it actually gets turned on is about 10 years. Okay, you don't just build a nuclear power station. And I don't think they understand that. And I think that it would take a while to get it through their heads that this is not something that you just do. You know, like you can just go down to your big box store and buy a generator. They think you can just go to the whatever utility store and buy a nuclear power station. No, it doesn't work like that. And the other really, really dumb thing that I've heard people say is, we have this fracking moratorium, you know, gas fracking. We have this gas fracking moratorium where we are in our location. And, you know, we should just get rid of that gas fracking moratorium and we should just start fracking for gas. Because, yeah, that would solve all our energy problems. Yeah, that's what we ought to do. And then they start doing really stupid things like writing to their politicians and advocating for it and all this sort of thing. And they don't realize that they are going to poison their drinking water, the groundwater where they are, forever, and basically kill all life in their location forever for the sake of maybe 5 years gas at the most. And that forever they are going to be poisoned by around about 400 different chemicals going into their groundwater, and you cannot get them out. And these chemicals are so poisonous that you can light the taps on fire. And then they do stupid things like instead of capturing that gas, which is coming out of the chimney at the oil refinery, you know, and piping it away, then they burn it. I don't know what they're thinking. I think you're absolutely right, Vincent. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Here's a thought, class. So there have been times when people in cities will pull their vehicle over to the side of the road, you know, right about where a sewer drain is. And they'll act like they're having a problem with their engine. They'll raise their hood, climb under the car, when cars are a little taller ground clearance than they are now, and pull the drain plug out and drain the oil into the sewer drain, and then after a few minutes put the drain plug back in and you know, change the oil filter, let it just drip there into the sewer drain, and then refill it with oil, and off they go. And that 5 quarts or 4 quarts of oil will shut down the water treatment plant. It can't handle it. A person, I've got to be careful how I say this. Let's say it this way. If someone threw a quart of water, a quart bottle of motor oil in a reservoir, and it leaked, it would shut down the water treatment for that reservoir until they scooped out all that oil, which could take days if they could get it. So we have done some really, really dumb things. And there are people who, there's no really good recycling system for oil filters. You know, there might be some kind of an oil filter recycling in some cities where they smash them down and then use the steel. There's no reason why they can't. No reason at all why they can't recycle used oil filters. Auto manufacturers could do what Mercedes-Benz does. They could build into the engine assembly a reusable housing where you just replace the oil filter element. So we have got a 1996 antique Mercedes diesel. It's plain Jane, nothing special about it. It has a replaceable cartridge. We have we've worked on many Mercedes, and they have these cartridges. There's no can. There's no spin-on can that you spin it on, and it, boy, it's quick and easy. You spin that can off and throw it away, and it ends up in a landfill. Not Mercedes. Mercedes has cartridge oil filters. It's a great, great concept. And it was around a long time ago, probably close to 100 years ago. maybe 90 years ago. Great concept. This throwaway society that we have is nuts. Throwing away air filters. I mean, we have disposable air filters on cars, right? You all know that. You just put an air filter on it, you use it for a while, take it off when it gets plugged up, and you throw it away. Not us at our farm. We have cleanable, reusable air filters. We have the type that you put, it's got a gauze, and you put oil on it, and the oil is tacky, and the oil attracts dust, and the dust collects, and then you rinse off the air filter with rinse the oil off the air filter, and then you re-oil it, and back in it goes. And that air filter is good for the life of the engine. And when cars were built around the 40s and the 50s, they had oil bath air cleaners. Gwyneth, have you ever seen one of those, an oil bath air cleaner?
No, I haven't. I haven't really had much to do with automobiles.
All right, so it's really interesting. It's a simple concept. So these were canisters about the size of a gallon jug, and they had a removable cap. And we have a 1974 Ford tractor has the same air filter. And what happens is it's got this metal gauze, kind of like a scouring pad, a stainless steel scouring pad that you'd use to clean pots and pans, like that. And the air that gets the air goes through this gauze, which gets splashed with oil from a little pan in the bottom. So air goes straight down this central tube and hits a bath of oil. And the air has to turn around and go back up through this stainless steel gauze. But the dirt particles are moving so fast going down this stack, they can't make the U-turn and go up into the rest of the air filter. So the big chunks of dirt, when I say big chunks, I'm microscopic, get dunked and submerged and stay in the oil. Smaller particles try to go up and get trapped in the gauze, which is bathed in oil. And you get really clean air. And you never have to replace anything for the life of the vehicle. As a matter of fact,
wow,
it would probably last over 100 years, easily over 100 years. But we don't do that anymore because the automakers and the air filter and oil filter companies want to sell you more and more and more. They want to keep you hooked. But, you know, from 1974 through today, I have the same exact air filter that came with this Ford tractor in 1974, and it still works. So,
We could. Yeah, something, Vincent, I just considered something. I'll bet that that is not steel wool that is in that oil filter. I'll bet that it's metal shaving that you would get off a lathe. And I would bet that it's probably the same lathes that were used in the factory that was making those automobiles.
Absolutely.
That's where they source the metal shavings from.
Yeah, like
so
if you're cutting.
There's no dielectric. There is no dielectric between the stainless steel and the other metal in the automobile because it's the same metal. That means not going to get the sacrificial anode effect because those shavings actually come from the workshop with the lathe that were making the parts for the automobile.
We'll be right back.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us. And Gwyneth, you sent me an email about a terrible situation in Australia, and that's about housing. Do you want to share with the class what's going on?
Oh, yeah. In Australia, there's a real housing crisis that's going on, and it's complicated. But and it's been building for a number of years, actually, even before COVID hit, but COVID did not make it better. COVID made it a lot worse. And what happened was a while back, you know, over probably about the last 15 or 20 years, the Australian government's been importing people. And they've been importing people from, you know, parts of the world that, you know, maybe are not as developed as Australia. And so, you know, the people from these particular parts of the world, they have, you know, they have different religions and they have different ethnicities and they, you know, they look different and they have, you know, they have a religion that tells them to put a towel on their head. Okay, or the woman, the woman don't have to wear towels, but if the woman, you know, the religion tells the woman to wear scarves and the men to wear towels on their heads. And, you know, I'm going to be kind of careful what I say. So that, you know, that there's other people from other parts of the world as well. And it creates a lot of problems because their ways don't always sort of comport with what we've been taught is the way that we do things here in Australia. And it's, yeah, they got given houses and they got given money by the Australian government. They got given a lot of money. Because they would walk into our equivalent of the Social Security Department. Oh, yeah, and the other thing is that the government sort of overlooks the fact that these people might have three or four or five wives. Yes, you heard me right, wives. And they might have, you know, however many children that they've got. But if you imagine, you know, one man and one woman and how much children they might have, then if you've got one man and three or four women, then you're going to multiply that out, okay? And most families in Australia, they get a fortnightly payment for every child that they have. And this is something that other people in other countries find difficult to understand, but I assure you it's true. And if you've got, I used to be a stepmother to, at one stage, seven little children. Actually, five of my husband's children and then two of my own. So stepmother to five, and then I had two children of my own. So there were seven little children in the house. When this fortnightly check came in, it definitely helped with the grocery bill. Let's just put it that way. It was quite a check. So you can imagine that if you've got a big family, then that adds up. And so these people displaced what you and I would normally think of as being Aussies out of the suburbs because they outcompeted them. They got given preferential treatment for getting jobs. So they got they got preferential treatment in getting good school places and good university places. You know, when I was at Melbourne University, there would be people from other parts of the world who were going to the university. They couldn't even speak English. And they were just getting passed straight through the university course from the University of Melbourne. And they couldn't even speak English. It didn't seem to matter. They got passed anyway because, they were having somebody, you know, they had some sort of, I don't know, special arrangement with the university or something. I had to work my butt off. Oh, sorry for this, you know. I had to really work hard and often with unstable accommodation and not enough food.
We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawyers for Civil Rights, a Boston-based law firm, is assisting a group of illegal immigrants to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and others for giving them a free flight to Martha's Vineyard. Governor DeSantis on Fox News.
Millions of people since Biden's been president illegally coming across the southern border. Did they freak out about that? No. You've had migrants die in the Rio Grande, yet 50 die in Texas in a trailer because they were being neglected. Was there a freak out about that? No, there wasn't.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Fiona strengthened to a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 130 miles an hour as it moved away from the Turks and Caicos Islands towards Bermuda on Wednesday morning. The system is projected to not hit U.S. mainland. The Pima County, Arizona coroner is reporting country singer Luke Bell died of a fentanyl overdose. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my...
When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Live in Australia. And if you'd like to find her books, you can do a couple things. You can go to Amazon, and you can type in Gwyneth Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S, Gwyneth Isaacs. You can go to 5MinuteUniversity.com. That's spelled F-I-V-E, MinuteUniversity.com. And you'll see her books, and that'll You can click on the images. It'll take you right to where you can purchase them on Amazon. Gwyneth has four books that I know of that she's written. Three are about piracy, and one is Letters to Vincent. And I've read the entire book, Letters to Vincent. It is a compilation of essays that she has written to me. I'm Vincent. In this particular book, and these are emails, lessons that she has written, and they are brilliant on every conceivable subject. They're about current events in Australia, world events, breaking horses, raising food, life on the homestead, the trials, the tribulations, and it was coming in at about 800 pages. It might be more. Gwyneth, any comments about your book? Letters to Vincent?
Yeah, 766 pages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by the way, if there's anyone out there, I actually have a Patreon page now. Okay? If there's anyone out there who wants to contribute to supporting this work on a monthly basis, there's a $10 Patreon level. At this stage, you're just helping to keep me on air. At one time, I did have a newsletter that I think it was weekly, but it got too much, and because it was quite an extensive, well-researched newsletter, and I've found that it was too much for the amount of people who were reading it. And so I had to discontinue that. But the archives of it was called the Gentleman of Fortune's Weekly News, and the archives are still there on Patreon, which is if you become a supporter, then you will get access to those archives. And that's a good read, too. And in fact, I might publish those archives as a book at some stage. I think that would be quite good, wouldn't it, Vincent? Do you remember The Gentleman of Fortune?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rich Sheetman does as well. And yeah. Several of us I know of were subscribers or members.
Yeah.
So, Gwyneth, this is a pretty serious situation. It sounds like, you know, Australia, the housing.
White Aussies are being displaced out of our own country. Mm-hmm. It's the long and the short of it.
Just like the Americans.
Because the government has, the government here has decided to import a bunch of people from other parts of the world that do not have compatible cultures with white Aussie culture. Okay, it's not that we're racist. It's just we don't get on. We do not get on with them. And that means when they were growing up, they were taught a particular set of values, and it was thus and so. And when we were growing up, we were taught that it was, you know, that this was how life worked. And they come over here, and we just don't get on. They just do things differently. They don't learn our ways. They don't learn our, you know, language really properly. They keep to themselves. And, you know, whatever floats your boat. But, you know, when it comes to, the fact that white Aussies, they can't hardly find a place to stay. They're getting displaced out of, they can't afford the mortgages. The mortgage prices, I mean, you get $1 million in Melbourne will buy you a run-down two-bedroom terraced house in an inner suburb. That's what $1 million will buy you in Melbourne. In fact, it won't even buy you that because it'll be 1.2 or 1.4 million for that two-bedroom run-down row house. It's just jaw-dropping. And, you know, but the people, These people, they've been given such preferential treatment. They come in, they've got so many children, they've got the family tax benefits, their wives are all on government payments, Centrelink payments and all the rest of it, and, you know, they can do it because they have a large group of people who are all contributing. And it's not that white Aussies don't know how to work. We, anyone who's been around Australians, know that we're the hardest workers on earth. You know, except for maybe Americans. Americans are pretty hard workers too, but you know what I mean, Vincent. If anyone has ever been on a work site with Aussies, they're going to be the ones who really put their back into it, as we say over here, and get the job done. But it's just... They're getting priced out of the market. And, you know, the rental market is just so overwhelmed. You'll have a house go up for rent and you'll have not just a dozen people, you'll have 50 or 100 people show up to apply for one rental house. Because, there's another circumstance. I mean, COVID was the final nail in the coffin. But for years, there's been not enough houses getting built here. Because the other problem is that the municipalities have so much red tape for getting houses built. And it's so impossible to dot every I and cross every T of all these municipal rules. Of the local shires, that's, you know, the councils and that. It just inflates the property prices, and the landlords have to rent the houses out at a higher rate because they have to borrow more money from the banks. And, you know, and that was kind of okay as long as you had low interest rates. But now our Federal Reserve, just like your Federal Reserve, is upping the interest rates. And, you know, there's people on variable rate loans. You know, that's the interest and principal normally get paid off on a loan. But if you get a, if you're paying interest and principal, then normally you get a variable rate. Oh, no, hang on. It's the other way around. The variable rate loans are the ones where you're only paying the interest.
Well, it depends on how the how the note is set up. But what could happen? Yeah. What happens with a fixed percentage note? Let's say 30 years, you make the same payment all the time. The interest rate stays the same. When it's a variable rate, the interest rate can go up or down. Tends to go up, and interest rates are sticky downward, but they go up. More easily, and when they go up, the mortgage note payment increases, which makes it very, very difficult. So if a mortgage payment was, let's say, $800 when the note was signed, it might go to $900,000, and more. So it's a really risky proposition.
Yeah, and not only that, if it's for a rental property, then the landlord can't necessarily pass on the rent increase right away because it may be written into the contract where, you know, the lease contract where it's a fixed rental. So he might find himself losing money on a rental property, whereas before he was making a small profit on the rental, but, you know, maybe he had 10 rentals and he was making, like, $50 on each rental, well, that's $500 across the 10 properties. But if his mortgage rate goes up a fraction, then that $50 might be wiped out. You know, or it might be $100 profit that he's making. It's the same thing. And then he's got to start selling properties, which means that his tenants get evicted anyway. And this is the vicious cycle that has been going on here in Australia. And like I say, it's not a simple thing. It's a very complicated situation. But the people who are finding themselves at the bottom of the heap are the white Aussies. It's just, and that's my people. So, and I'm, you know, this is a situation that's absolutely not getting reported on. Because, you know, apparently white people don't matter. but they matter to me because that's my people. And I'm not racist. It's just my people. You know, I can't just turn around and say, oh, well, you know, I know that some people do like, what's her name, Pocahontas. Elizabeth Warren turns around and she's a white American and turns around and says that she's from Indian tribe and she's not. I've probably got more Indian in her than what she has. No, I actually do have a couple of Punjabi ancestors. Okay, so different sort of Indian, but that's the people who are finding themselves at the bottom of the heap. Is the white Aussies, because they tend to be tradesmen, they tend to be bricklayers, they tend to be plumbers and roofers and, you know, glaziers and carpenters, you know, roofing, house framers, roofing framers and, you know, interior decorators and, you know, painters and all this sort of stuff. They tend to... you know, be auto mechanics and work in trades and all this sort of thing. These people were banned in Australia for years from working because of COVID. And that just about, you know, that drove a lot of them to the wall financially. And that, you know, that they had no income for, you know, some of them have still got no income. I've got practically no income here. I mean, how I'm making it is just the grace of God and, you know, maybe selling the occasional book and the occasional cactus, prickly pear cactuses. This, you know, that's how I make my living. But it's pretty lean. But these are my people and they're getting driven to the wall. And I've got it not so bad because at least I own my own farm and I live off-grid, you know. So I've got my own house and no danger of getting kicked out. You know, my own water supply, my own electrical supply. I make enough food with my farm to at least feed myself. And so it's not so bad. But, you know, these people, they're living in tents. In state parks, and they're living in tents and caravan parks and this sort of thing, trailer parks. They go to the Salvation Army or the St. Vincent de Paul Society and they ask for help, and the Salvation Army or the St. Vincent de Paul Society gives them a tent and points them at the local state park, you know, the local forest.
You're talking about the Australians.
The white Aussies. And I just noticed as the...
Confident in your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's what Gwyneth is saying is something that's been around for a long time. In terms of people liking people like themselves. I can prove it to you. So we have, on our farm, we have some Rhode Island Red chickens. And chickens are generally not considered the smartest animals on a farm. But they do something that is exactly what Gwyneth is describing. So these Rhode Island Red chickens, we have a couple roosters and some hens, and they're red in color. They're Rhode Island Reds. About 12 of them. We bought some cream leg bar chickens, which look different. They're not red. They have a creamy brownish coat of feathers. And when we bought them and introduced them, the Rhode Island Reds wanted to kill them. They didn't like them. They looked different. They were not the same. And right above where we feed the, they're slowly getting along, but the cream leg bars are cowering because the Rhode Island Red chickens and roosters will go over and just, you know, kind of slap them around. And we try to protect them, and they're slowly getting along better. And it's not the cream leg bar's fault. The Rhode Island Reds are just, they just don't like these invaders. They look different. Then we have, just above them, in an overhead roof area that hangs We keep some equipment under it, right in the same area where we throw chicken scratch out for the cream leg bars and Rhode Island Reds. There's some wild doves, and they're kind of a bluish color. And the doves will fly down when there's no chickens or none of the Rhode Island Reds or the leg bars around the scratch. They'll swoop in and try to grab some chicken scratch. And the Rhode Island Reds will see them and run over and try to beat up the doves. They all realize that they're different, but they're all birds. And they're not all that smart, but they know that the culture is different. They know that. So if you look in the cities, and it's been like this for my entire life, that cities seem to have areas where, like little Poland, or little Ireland, or little Italy, or little Germany, or an area where the blacks tend to live. So people segregate themselves because people like them. It's just human nature. Now, around here, it's the Amish. And the Amish speak this cryptic language meant for the Englishman, which they would call me. I'm not an Englishman. I would say I'm an Italian. If you were to ask me what my descent is, if you were to ask me what I am, I'd say an American, but of Italian descent or Italian heritage. But they call me an Englishman. And Englishmen, whether they're English or Irish or Italian or Polish or German, were all considered English to the Amish. And the Amish don't invite the Englishmen to their church. But the English would have no problem inviting the Amish to their church or churches. When the Amish want to discuss something in the area that's within earshot of an Englishman, they speak in this language that we don't understand. They don't want to intermingle. They don't want to intermarry. They just want to be separate. They do that. We don't do it. They moved into our neighborhood, our village, our hamlet, and they don't want anything to do with us unless it benefits them. Literally. And that's the way it is. So people like them. The Amish like the Amish. And they've pushed the rest of us out. Now, are they considered racist? I don't think anybody even considers that. That's the height of racism. Well, I think I just stepped on a landmine. Any comments?
Yeah, they speak about a 300 or 400 old dialect of German.
Right.
Not even, if you get a modern German speaker, they can't even understand the Amish. And if you ask the Amish what language they're speaking, they would tell you that they're speaking German. And you say, okay, I've got Hans over here, and Hans comes from Berlin, and so, you know, maybe Hans can translate. And Hans will listen to them and go, what? Because it's as if these Amish are speaking the Amish version in German of King James English. You know, and if this German speaker would have to really, really pay attention, and maybe he might be able to translate if he's quite educated and really paying attention. But otherwise, it's unlikely that even another German speaker would be able to translate for them. And you're right, they keep to themselves. And birds of a feather flock together. And people forget that. You're absolutely right. People like them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.